I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for a very good UAB team today. Kind of took a day off yesterday, rested legs. We watched film. We walked through some things. But today will be an on-floor day where we're going to have to get serious about our game prep. They're dangerous. They're talented. They're well-coached. And they really rebound the basketball. So they'll present a lot of challenges. Congratulations to Jaden Ledee, All-American, third team. So happy for Jaden. I'm just wondering why he wasn't on the first team. That's how good I think he is.
Agree with you, Coach, and it is time. It is that time. March Madness is upon us. Welcome into Gwynn and Chris, everybody. 2:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together today in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., halfway around the world, he's getting ready for the Padres season opener tomorrow morning, 3 a.m. Scraby, we're just 13 hours away from the first pitch of the Major League Baseball season. Yu Darvish will throw it to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tyler Glasnow will be on the hill for L.A. tomorrow night or tomorrow morning or however you wish to describe it. The Dodgers will come into the game with three of the top four odds-on favorites to win MVP this year in the National League.
If it's not the Yankees, it's the Dodgers.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
The odds-on favorite to win MVP in the National League is still Ronald Acuna, who won it last year. The second choice is Mookie Betts. Shohei Ohtani's not even the best odds on his own team. And then Freddie Freeman is next. I mean, look out. Darvish, keep the ball down in the first inning. He's going to face all three of those guys to start the game.
I know.
I mean, that's the way the Dodgers will play it. Betts, Freeman, Ohtani. Probably be the first three he faces tomorrow, 3:05 a.m. Hope you'll join us. We should have a good crowd of late night, early morning fans at the 7 Mile Casino down in Chula Vista. Brought to you by our friends at Soapy Joe's.
That's right.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is the chief bubble officer.
Yes, he is.
Of Soapy Joe's.
Still don't know what that is, and I don't know.
Don't really know what it is, but if you go to Soapy Joe's as much as I do, you see Tony Gwynn Jr.'s face everywhere.
Yes.
He welcomes you to Soapy Joe's. He takes you through the actual car wash.
He does. He rides in the car with you.
Yes, he'll even wash your car.
His cutout will also vacuum your car.
If you pay enough money, you can actually, yeah.
If Tony will jump in your car.
You can actually get lunch at his house after you're done.
I haven't even had lunch at his house.
The Aztecs are getting ready. What did you expect Brian Dutcher to say there, by the way?
Me?
No, anybody.
Wow.
Well, we've got UAB coming up on Friday. We're going to look past them.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous about the Auburn game potentially on Sunday. UAB, not too concerned. Said what every coach says.
I mean, Brian Dutcher would never even think
no
that.
No other coach, no coach anywhere would say it.
Maybe Rick Pitino.
Yeah, right. Nor should they. You have to compliment your opponent. You have to say how great they are. The bottom line is UAB is not that great. They've won a few games to get into the tournament. I mean, obviously you got to win some games. But their net metric ranks them below every team that's seeded 13. And they're seeded 12. They're the lowest 12, obviously. But they're even lower than the 13.
This does make me nervous. That does make me a little nervous.
Is it making you a little nervous?
It does. Because we know here in San Diego that from time to time the matchups work out in our favor. And the team plays up to that level or down to that level in this case.
Right. Well, here's the scouting report on Alabama-Birmingham. They have trouble stopping the opposition. They are near the bottom of their conference in scoring defense and field goal percentage defense. They also don't shoot the three very well. So other than that, you know, they got a pretty dangerous team. Now, the reason you're worried is because the Aztecs have been a little hit and miss this year.
Yeah, they have.
You know, there are some games when the Aztecs are, you know, knocking some shots in. If they're knocking some shots in, the Aztecs can go all the way to the second weekend. They can beat anyone if they're making some shots. Problem is, they're not usually making shots. And so the question to me, as far as this game on Friday, is going to be this. UAB is not going to be guarding you very well. So are you going to make the open shots? And if you do, you'll win. If you don't, you're going to have a battle on your hands.
Mm.
But anyway, the tournament gets underway tonight. Scraby, this is what's this, Scrab?
It's your bracket.
And it's also your bracket. I have your bracket now, too.
Did you look at my Final Four yet?
Oh, boy.
I did it a little bit
I just got around
different.
To the bottom quadrant of your Final Four.
Well, one of the quadrants is a wild mess.
You know what? Last year, just for everybody who's filling out a bracket, last year, keep this in mind, the Final Four teams were UConn, which was a 4 seed, San Diego State, which was a 5 seed,
Florida Atlantic.
Miami of Florida was a 5 seed, and Florida Atlantic was a 9 seed.
So no one even close to the 1 seed got there.
No 1s got there, no 2s got there,
no 3s
got there. And only 1 number 4 got there. So the top 16 teams in the tournament last year, 15 of them were knocked out. I don't know that can happen again.
I just think
that was a little crazy. So I'm being a little more normal on my picks this year. But as I've said in the past, I'm not very good at picking a bracket. If you want to know who not to pick, check my bracket out when you join our Yahoo bracket challenge.
Yes, go to my Twitter at Matt Scraby. It's pinned at the top. Just click that link and you can sign up. Do you ever feel like this? Because I was doing the bracket earlier today and I kept coming to the end and I was like, I don't really like this. I always do that when I get to like the Final Four and I'm thinking, man, I really picked some bad teams.
That's not who I really want.
That's not who I want. But
do you
want to
go back through and do it again?
No. At the same time, it's my instinct.
A lot of times, you know, I fill one out and then I go through it and then I go, okay, let's be realistic here. And I take Colgate out of the Final Four. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Until Colgate makes the Final Four.
Yeah, one day they will and I won't have them. All right, we'll talk plenty of NCAA March Madness. The tournament actually gets underway in about an hour and a half.
Ooh, what channel?
The True TV.
Okay.
Yeah, as Ben Higgins tweets out every year at this time, Ben always tweets this out. And Ben, I haven't seen this yearly tweet, so I'm counting on you. But Ben Higgins goes, today is the day where all of us have to figure out where the hell True TV is on our cable system again.
I'm looking through right now. I have no idea.
Because nobody watches True TV for an entire year until the day of the NCAA tournament when a bunch of games are on True TV.
That's not true. I mean, I do watch
True TV. Do you? Seriously?
Every once in a while.
Do you watch Impractical Jokers?
No, I...
Because that's about the only show that they have on there.
They have all those, like, other police shows,
too. Oh, they do?
Like,
so you watch it once in a while?
Once in a while.
Yeah. But nobody knows where True TV is.
No, everybody knows. I still can't find it.
Everybody knows where Channel 8 is. Everybody knows where TNT is. Everybody knows where TBS is. But True TV... You got to go searching, and normally Ben will tweet that out.
Oh,
Ben,
there it is. 246.
And 246.
Guess what's on right now?
Impractical Jokers.
Yes,
I told you, it's always on there.
It is.
Yeah, 246 on DirecTV. I believe it was 39 on my Spectrum.
That's not NBC?
Cable. No, 39 on the cable, you know, not on the actual.
Isn't it still 739?
It's Channel 7 on Spectrum.
I'm wrong.
For NBC.
I'm wrong.
39 is True TV on Spectrum. As far as some of the other cable providers and Dish Networks and things of that nature, you're on your own. because I don't know where True TV is. But Ben, if you're out there, please send your yearly text. I get a good chuckle out of it every single year. A good chortle about when he says you got to find True TV. But yes, the tournament gets underway on True TV at 3:30 this afternoon. The first game of the tournament will be between Howard and Wagner.
Powerhouses.
There you go. Second game tonight will be a very good game, I think. Colorado State, Virginia. A lot of people said Virginia doesn't belong in the tournament. You know, look, if you're an Aztec fan, you spend all year rooting against Colorado State. You shouldn't be rooting against them tonight.
No.
Because the more that the teams in the Mountain West win, the better chances are in the future that the Mountain West will get more teams
in the
tournament.
You're a Mountain West fan until you have to play against the Mountain West
team. Yeah, if you have to face them, yeah. But no, you want to root for all these Mountain West teams. It just looks better for San Diego State's future.
Plus,
it's more money.
Yes.
It's more money. I think you get about, on average, you get about $2 million bucks every time you win a game.
Wow.
And that money is spread around the conference.
That is a huge amount of money.
It's like I said the other day, when the Aztecs lost to New Mexico, they made money. Because that was $2 million bucks that the Mountain West Conference would not have had, had New Mexico not gotten into the field, which they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Had they not got the automatic bid. So,
real quick, if you want to watch us on X, you can, 97.3 The Fan SD. Also, YouTube, just search 97.3 The Fan. Here is an X submission. And all you X people out there, I can't reply to you, but I will try to read this. But Raymond says, there's Purdue again at number one, 2 years in a row, losing to the number 16, ?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Here's the thing with Purdue. You're scared to death if you're picking them in your bracket because listen to this, Grave. This is unbelievable how bad Purdue is in the tournament. Last year, they lost to a 16 seed. 2 years ago, they were knocked out by a 13 seed. And the year previous to that, St. Peter's beat them.
Yeah, St. Peter's.
So they lost to a 15 seed.
The Peacocks.
Purdue has lost to a 16, a 13, and a 15. And there they are again at the top.
You know,
they are scary to pick. I will say that.
They are scary to pick, but you got to think that's got to change at some point, right? They have the best basketball player in the country year after year.
Year after year. And as we said yesterday, when Virginia lost as a one seed to a 16, the next year they won it all. So maybe Purdue can rely on some of that good fortune. Anyway, the tournament gets started tonight. We'll talk about it as we go along. We have joining us on the program, I got to find his name, Scrabe.
Evan Dudley.
Evan Dudley from Alabama.com. That's AL.com. He covers UAB. So we will get a little preview of the UAB Blazers. That's coming up in about a half an hour.
It's our yearly check-in.
Yeah, we got to check in with our opponent.
Yes, we did College of Charleston.
Should I tell them that Brian Dutcher at his press conference today said they're overlooking UAB and they're on to the Auburn game?
No. Don't put those words in
Provide
Brian Dutcher's
a little
mouth.
Bulletin board material.
I don't
that
think
would
they
not
need
be
any.
Good. Look, I'm an Aztec, man. I don't want to say anything that's going to get UAB fired up.
Are you
kidding
very
me?
Superstitious human being.
I am really superstitious. But I'm also very excited at 3:40 today, Elijah Saunders of the Aztecs, their young forward, will be on the program as well today. So we're looking forward to all of that. Last night, Scraby, during the Scraby Chronicles, was in the middle of chronicling what in the world has happened to Kate Middleton. These are the kind of important, earth-shattering stuff that Scraby tries to deal with on his show every night between 6 and 7. If you haven't started listening, you better make a note of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in the middle of trying to debunk the Kate Middleton thing when Blake Snell had the audacity to interrupt you by signing with the San Francisco Giants.
Not only that, but I had to put off my psychic vampire talk until the end of the show. And you think that's
what?
The psychic vampire?
Oh, brother.
I was being, because I teased it earlier. Have you never heard of a psychic vampire before?
Are vampires real?
It's not an actual vampire, but a psychic vampire is a term for someone who sucks all the life out of you.
I see.
And so I was just presenting that, but Blake Snell had to get in the way and sign a deal with the Giants.
All right, we'll talk about what that all means. The latest on the Padres, just a little less than 13 hours away from the first pitch of the first game.
Sorry, I'm so crazy sometimes.
I love when you just interrupt me.
I don't.
Flat.
I don't.
You don't love it?
No, because I do it, and I'm like, that was the wrong time to do that, Matt Scraby. Kate Middleton was not shopping, everybody on the chat telling me that she was found. That's a fake video. Do you notice how TMZ is the place where they're putting out the video, and then in the next blog article they're saying, is the video real?
Just let me know when I can continue the show.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I was about to go to a break, which is something that you normally like.
Yes. Not when Kate Middleton's in the mix. Okay, I'm done.
Zip it! Quinn and Chris coming back to talk Padres in the second segment on our Quinn and Chris Get Together 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to try to get in here before Scraby interrupts me. Ha! Ha 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 ha! Welcome into Gwen and Chris. 2:21 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together, Odyssey Palace Studios. A couple of things to take care of. One, get your brackets in. Go to Scraby's Twitter, X account, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Search for Scraby right at the top. You'll find a link. And
at Matt Scraby.
At Matt Scraby. Want everybody to fill out a bracket. It's bragging rights, but you'll be able to keep track of how I'm doing, how Scraby's doing. Try to get Tony's bracket in there.
Yeah, I sent him the link last night.
And everybody, fill out your brackets, and let's see who does the best. So take care of that. Number two. Well, we've already said it once, but I'll say it again. Scraby and I are both going to be there at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino tomorrow morning. That is off the 5 freeway down in Chula Vista. And it's right off the freeway.
Okay.
Like you get off the freeway, turn right, and bam.
Bam.
It's right there. So we're going to have a viewing party down there brought to you by Soapy Joe's. Ben and Woods are hosting. Scraby and I are just window dressing.
Yes.
Tomorrow. But we will be there, so we invite you to come down and watch the Padre-Dodger game with us. All right. That said, I got to say one more thing. Everybody knows Tony Kornheiser. Not everybody. I don't know. Never met him. But to get him unfiltered, check out the Tony Kornheiser Show podcast. The iconic voice of PTI is a roller coaster of wit and wisdom. I would love somebody to write that about me someday. Chris Ello is a roller coaster of wit and wisdom. Yeah.
You can write it about yourself and then say it like someone wrote it for you.
Yeah, right. I can think of two weather words that would probably describe me a lot better than wit and wisdom. But
okay.
Tony Kornheiser, smart, funny, unique perspective on the sports world. Unleash your curiosity. Join the conversation. Follow the Tony Kornheiser. Boy, it's not that easy to say his name. The Tony Kornheiser Show, free Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Trivia, Scraby. Why does Scott Boras every single year ask for bazillions of dollars for his clients and hold his players out awaiting payment on those demands? Why does he do this every year, would you say?
Well, because he has a good track record of paying off.
Because it works!
Somewhat.
What do you mean, somewhat?
Jordan Montgomery is still trying to find a team.
Oh, you don't worry about
Blake
him.
Blake Snell has only
Blake
a two-year
Snell
deal.
Blake Snell got a two-year contract for $62 million. That is 31 million reasons why you believe in Scott Boras, no matter what it's looking like out there. Major League Baseball teams, you cave in every time. It's not 90% of the time that you cave in. You cave in every time. This is why Scott Boras does what he does. This is why Scott Boras is as arrogant as he is. And this is also why Scott Boras is as rich as he is. He waits, and you guys cave. That's it. Blake Snell was, you know, a few days away from not even pitching in Major League Baseball this year. Talked about the Astros turned him down. The Yankees kept turning him down. Scott Boras said, just wait.
Just wait.
There's always a sucker. P.T. Barnum. Do you know who P.T. Barnum is?
Yeah, he was like the Barnum and Bailey.
Barnum and Bailey, Ringling Brothers Circus. He invented the whole thing way back in the day. Do you know what P.T. Barnum was famous for saying, Scrabe?
No.
There's a sucker born every minute.
Well, that's great.
That's how P.T. Barnum went about making his way.
Wow.
Scott Boras. Scott Boras, believe me, he lives by the same motto.
I think you're giving him way too much credit.
Oh, get out. I'm giving him way too much credit?
Yes, because
He is by far the best agent.
Oh, I'm not arguing that.
He is by far the richest. He is by far the most... He has more control over Major League Baseball than probably any single person on earth. And the reason he does is because he sets the ground rules... And the teams cave to him
every time.
I can't believe you're arguing that.
No, I am not arguing that Scott Boras is the number one agent in baseball. That is the facts right there.
Okay.
But what I'm thinking or what I'm saying here is that this went on far longer than he wants to even
admit,
I'm sure.
But he can care less how long it goes on.
He still has other clients. These people, like the Giants have been panicking all offseason and just throwing money left and right.
And that's what Scott Boras is banking on.
But Blake Snell did not want a one-year deal. A two-year deal with an opt-out after this year.
That's exactly what they want. They all want this ability to opt out and renegotiate again and make more money.
I don't know
about that. Blake Snell's, nobody's going to get a 10-year contract for a pitcher that's in their 30s. The best you're going to get is what Blake Snell got. I can't believe you're thinking that Blake Snell settled.
I think he did. I don't think he was anywhere near wanting to be on the Giants' radar. I think he took this deal because no other team was going to give him this deal, and the Giants panicked, and they handed out the money.
Wow. So, but you're trying to tell me that Blake Snell panicked. I'm trying to tell you that all he had to do was sit at home, twiddle his thumbs, and listen to what Scott Boras told him, which was, you just wait. And if you think Blake Snell cares about being ready for the opening day of the season, you got another thing coming. He's getting his $31 million this year. He'll pitch when he's darn well ready to pitch. I know a lot of Padre fans are already discussing, well, Blake Snell's going to pitch against us in the opening series at Petco Park.
I don't see how.
And Bob Melvin and all. I don't see how Blake Snell.
It's a week from Thursday.
Yeah, Blake Snell's not going to be ready for that. But here's the thing. That was my first reaction. You want to know my reaction? That's my reaction.
I do.
Scott Boras dominates Major League Baseball teams. Once again, victory, Scott Boras. Loser, Major League Baseball teams that claim to have no money but always seem to find $30 million for Scott Boras clients. And believe me, Jordan Montgomery will be next. Everybody worked out. Everybody worked out. Did it take a little longer? Maybe longer than in the past. But the result was the same.
Not really. Not really. Because,
okay, well,
because
you're trying to come up with another angle here. Do you think Blake Snell wants
to go through this again next year? Do you think he wants to not know where he's going to play until a week before the season again next year?
What does he care?
I think he cares.
You do?
I think every player wants to be in a camp so they can get ready for the season.
I really don't
think so. Rather than sitting at home and waiting
for
a one-year deal.
Then don't be a Scott Boras client. If you want to know where you're going to play, if you want to sign early, if you want to settle for 2 or 3 years at less than your value, then get another agent. But that'll tell us. If he gets a different agent, then maybe you are right. But he's not going to get a different agent. He's going to stay with Scott Boras because Scott Boras always gets the most money. And the reason Scott Boras always gets the most money is because he waits. And the baseball teams blinked first. And they did again.
I don't think any team blinked until the Giants freaked out and thought, all right, we need to pay
but
this money.
But what does Scott Boras care where he ends up? He just wants
Scott
him to end up.
Scott doesn't care. But Blake Snell, I guarantee you, he was not happy just sitting around waiting for something to happen. Knowing Blake Snell, doesn't he seem like a guy who would rather be in with a team then getting ready?
Then he shouldn't have had Scott Boras. He made a big mistake, but he's had Scott Boras for a long time. And he stayed with him because he always gets what he wants eventually. Took longer than normal. I'm shocked that this is your attitude. I am shocked.
I'm shocked that this is your attitude.
Well, that's all right.
What if, I mean, we're literally a week away.
So
all those
what?
Other clients that are waiting for
Blake
teams?
Blake Snell doesn't have to go to spring training, which is a pain in the butt for 90% of the players. He doesn't have to be ready for opening day. He can ease himself in. And when he's ready to pitch four innings, he'll pitch four innings. And when he's ready to pitch five, he'll pitch five. And by midseason, he'll be up to six innings, which is his norm. And he'll make a run at the Cy Young Award again. What's he in a hurry for? He didn't get anybody out in April last year anyway.
You know what he's in a hurry for? 4 years instead of one. So you're telling me, Chris, you're negotiating. Are you going home? Is that why you just picked up the keys?
I might go home. They almost fell off the table.
You're telling me you're negotiating with the radio station, and you're like, I would like 3 years because that gives me some security. And they're like, no, we're only willing to give you 1 year. You're going to continue to hold out?
I don't know.
You're asking a totally different question.
But you're trying to tell me that you think Blake Snell caved in. I'm telling you it was baseball teams that caved in. And in this case, it was the Giants.
Well, better and the Giants than anyone else.
And if you're the pot, why?
Because I don't think this is going to be a good thing for them.
All right. I would be concerned that you have to face the Giants in your division, and they now have the top two finishers in the NL Cy Young balloting on their team. I think that's a nice feather in their cap. They also have a guy who's favored to win Rookie of the Year as their third starter, Kyle Harrison. I think it's Kyle. I could be wrong, but it's Harrison. I think it's Kyle. Anyway, the Giants got a lot better. But I will say this to Padre fans. And then you answer it during the break in your own mind. Well, I've got to get to a break.
I know.
And I know you're
going
to interrupt me three more times.
I have to get there. Chris is in a good mood today, everybody. I have to get there quickly.
Here's your question, Padre fans. Would you rather have Dylan Cease for $8 million or Blake Snell for $31 million?
I mean, that's an easy answer.
Well, I don't know if it is. Gwynn and Chris coming back. We will check in on the UAB Blazers, the Aztecs' first-round opponent. Going to be joined by
Evan Dudley.
Yes, good old Evan from AL.com next on Gwynn and Chris. Everybody's got a bracket. Fill it out. Get in our little station contest. We're not giving anything away. Bragging rights, people. Bragging rights. That's what it's all about. Gwynn and Chris Crisello together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Tony Gwynn Jr. is he's far away. He's far away.
He is.
Seoul, South Korea.
He's probably still sleeping as we speak.
Where it is 6:39 in the morning.
That's true.
On the day of the first Padre game of the season, right? Because it's 6:39 in the morning there. They will play tonight.
Good point.
Korean time.
Good point.
So, yeah, it is game day. It is the start of a new Major League Baseball season. But you know what? I'm excited about that, but not nearly as excited as I am about March Madness. And we didn't mention this before because I know we have a guest there, and I don't want to keep him waiting, but we should be pretty excited and feel pretty lucky in San Diego. The Aztecs have now made this kind of a yearly event getting into the March Madness. Now, that has been the case for the last 11 or so years. But it wasn't always that way, Scrabe.
Oh, I know.
Aztec basketball used to be bottom of the barrel. There was no chance of going to March Madness. Now, we kind of expect it. And we should never take it for granted. This year, the Aztecs' first-round opponent will be UAB. Alabama, Birmingham, the Blazers, to talk about them from AL.com, Evan Dudley. Evan, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. UAB, first of all, they make a nice run. They win the conference tournament, a tournament that I believe was won last year by FAU, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a nice little, you know, feather in your cap. I mean, if they can only do what FAU did last year, that would be something. But was this team going to be an NCAA tournament team prior to the tournament?
Probably not. They took a few bad losses, a couple bad losses in out of conference and a couple in during conference play. But, I mean, they got a home wins against FAU and Memphis and a home win against SMU. They swept North Texas. So they had they came in with, I believe, a 12-6 conference record into the tournament. They were a 4 seed, had the double bye. So they were kind of good to go, but they still had to win the tournament to get into the tournament. But I think they probably would have got an NIT nod had they not won the conference tournament.
Yeah. One thing I don't think everybody remembers, or certainly not around here, don't remember, last year they were in the NIT final. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they had Las Vegas. Yeah. So they had some pretty good postseason success last year in the NIT. Were they expecting a good season? I mean, was this, you know, going to be kind of a good year for them coming in, or did it surprise anybody that they had the year they had?
I'm not so sure it was surprising, as it was sort of a mystery going in. Lost a lot of pieces from last year. Obviously, you lose Jelly Walker, who was one of the top scorers in the nation last year. Trey Jemison, who's currently with the Memphis Grizzlies, got a two-way contract with those guys, so he's doing well. So there's a couple big pieces on that team. But they brought in a whole bunch of, you know, transfer guys, some guys from the JUCO ranks, notably Yaxel Lindeberg, who is a walking double-double. He's got 19 this season. So, I mean, it was kind of a mystery coming in, but the pieces were there. The talent was there. It was just about trying to get them fit into the right place. And there were a lot of bumps along the right. Along the journey, but probably like about the last week of the season, they started really putting it together, and you kind of saw it the last couple games of the season into the conference tournament, and how they were playing, how they could respond to adversity whenever they met it, if they had a scoring drought or allowed someone to get a run on them. So I mean, it's it was something that's been building, and they are peaking at the right time.
That's exactly, I mean, that's what other teams do when they win championships. They peak at the right time. We're talking to Evan Dudley here of AL.com. And just curious, because I'm not going to go into this game thinking the Aztecs are going to win easily, but what kind of information, or what are the UAB people saying about this matchup against San Diego State from your side?
Well, UAB will, they'll take a lot of the underdog role, looking for an upset. They've had some major ones in their past. This is the 17th appearance for, UAB. So they're not new to the NCAA tournament. They are one of the mid majors who's been there quite a few times. They've met the San Diego State, before once, a long time ago when, the current head coach was a player at UAB. I believe he put up 29 points in that game as a win for UAB. It's just become a bigger thing with Andy Kennedy. He's been able to return it the Bartow standard, as he puts it. Gene Bartow, who took over for John Wooden at UCLA, and then went to UAB to start the program itself.
Yeah, he did well down there. I recall, I mean, this is going back, but UAB, I think, took out Virginia 1 year, way back when. Evan, I mean, that might even be before your time, but
I believe so. And I know they knocked off a number one seed Kentucky back
in,
I think that was 2002.
Yes, they did. Yeah, Alabama, Birmingham, the Blazers. Give me. You talked about the double double machine, Lindeborg. They look like, I mean, from what we're seeing and reading, that they're an offensive type team. They don't get in your face as much as they'd like to defensively, but they can score a bunch. And they hit the glass. I mean, that's what I've been hearing all week. Rebound, a lot of time their best offense is a missed shot.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not the most efficient shooters, but they can get on good runs, and their offensive rebounding really helps that. They're one of the top offensive rebounding teams in the nation. And that's kind of what they make their mark on, and getting to the foul line, making their foul shots. They, like you said, they don't play defense as well as they would like to, which is something Andy Kennedy likes to hang his hat on. But, that's just something he's having to grow with these guys, a lot of JUCO guys. So they're having to learn to defend guys on the Division I level. But their offensive prowess is still very noticeable. You had Alejandro Vasquez go off for a career-high 29 in the conference tournament final against Temple. So they got guys who can break out, who can score. But like I said, you know, offensive rebounding, getting to the foul line, these are their strengths and what they're going to, you know, try to do with San Diego State.
Talking to Evan Dudley here of AL.com, getting a little preview of the Alabama-Birmingham. I think, are they the Dragons?
The Blazers.
The Blazers.
Why would I ever do that?
Do your research.
Chris just gave me the look into my...
Your research.
You are dumb.
My goodness.
Basically, what I wanted to ask... That was embarrassing, actually.
Yes, it was.
What I wanted to ask is, what kind... Like, Jaden Ledee, third-team All-American, he has been having his way all season long with everyone. Is there... Do you think that there's a guy on UAB that's going to be able to match up with him, or are they going to have to do some double teams? What do you think is going to happen with that matchup?
Well, what Andy Kennedy likes to do defensively, even though they might not have been able to do as well earlier part of the season, is they change a lot. They change defenses a lot and constantly. They go into a 1-3-1 a lot, and they do probably their best work in their 1-3-1. But they'll switch up from man to man, go into a zone, anything to kind of throw you off and get you off your game. So that's kind of going to be their thing. Now they might try to double up at times, do a few traps here and there, but you know, they'll just try to change defenses on you to keep you second guessing more often than not.
All right, I'm suitably nervous now. I am. I mean, he said the one thing that has been the one of the Aztecs' poisons this year has been the 1-3-1. The Aztecs don't do great against the 1-3-1. As a matter of fact, if I'm UAB, I might play the 1-3-1 from the opening tip until the Aztecs prove to me that I shouldn't play it anymore. We're joined by Evan Dudley, AL.com. And they hit the glass, as he said. The Aztecs lost the Mountain West Conference Championship game for one reason and one reason only, because they couldn't defensive rebound in the last 5 minutes of the game. And UAB scored over 90 points in 7 victories this year. So it's a high-flying team, Evan. I don't think they're going to be too worried about San Diego State, especially since they played FAU, which was another team in the Final Four last year.
Exactly. It's really strange how it kind of worked out. If they are able to advance past San Diego State, there is an in-state foe, Auburn, waiting for them if Auburn gets past Yale.
Yeah.
Not to mention Alabama in the same area, not in the same region, but in the same city for the games. It's going to be a crazy weekend for all kinds of fans from Alabama.
Yeah. Well, we beat Alabama, as you know, last year, so we're about
to. Oh, yes. I very much know, but that is my alma mater, so I very much know that.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for coming on, even though it's a San Diego State thing.
It was a very respectable effort from your guys. They were quite big and did what they needed to do.
Yeah,
I got a question about Alabama. Nate Oates just got extended. What is the thought on Nate Oates as the head coach of the Alabama team down there?
Well, I could speak as a fan and say that we want to keep him and we don't want him to go anywhere, because only a few years ago I was in Coleman Coliseum when we were the top seed in the NIT and lost to Norfolk State at home. So, even though this is somewhat of a down year for us, we're still a 4 seed. Yeah. We still have a bracket in, so I'm not too worried. I'm very happy. This is probably the best success we've had year after year consecutively in this short amount of span. So, you know, and I like his system, you know, shoot three, go inside, you know, throw away all the mid-range stuff. Just go for what works.
Yeah, Alabama, they're one of the few teams that scores more than Alabama-Birmingham, so they score a ton. All right, well, good luck to UAB. Evan, thanks for some good insight into the Aztecs' opponent. We'll see everybody in Spokane on Friday, and best of luck, and thanks for giving us a little look at the Dragons.
No, come on, Chris.
You really call them the Dragons.
You know, I knew it was the Blazers, and I made a mistake.
You can call them the Southside Dragons.
Ooh,
that's a nickname we have around there.
See, I was half right, Chris.
You were half right. Hey, thanks, Evan. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the tournament.
Glad to be on, guys.
You
appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Evan Dudley, AL.com. A little preview of UAB. Yeah, I'm not kidding when he's got my attention, because the Aztecs against the 1-3-1 are not great. They're just not. I'm sure they're going to practice it like crazy, but that is not something they're great at. And if UAB plays 1-3-1 and mixes up defense, they may not have to be good on defense. That 1-3-1 may cause the Aztecs some problems.
I like his accent.
Yeah, he had a good Alabama twang.
If I had an accent, it might be from like Alabama. Or
you know the first thing he said when he hung up the phone was, don't you?
What?
The guy doesn't even know who we are. He called us the Dragons.
Okay. He got a good chuckle out of that.
Talk about showing your opponent no respect. That is the easiest way to show no respect by not even knowing their nickname.
That was not a disrespectful thing. Their logo is a dragon. So how can I think that's actually the Blazer? What is a Blazer anyway, other than someone who... Yes, Chris just gave me the eyes.
Thanks.
And then you brought it up again.
Can't take you anywhere.
I asked the Nate Oates thing to see if we could get a hot take, but I knew he was.
Well, he's an Alabama fan.
I know. As soon as he said that, I was like, oh, he loves him.
Yeah, he loves Alabama. So he's an Alabama guy. I'm sure he's not going to agree with me or you that Nate Oates is lacking sometimes when it comes to doing the right thing. As long as it benefits his program, that to Nate Oates is the right thing.
Yes, at Alabama.
All right, Aztecs UAB game is Friday morning, 10:45. You know, the Aztecs played some early games this year, thanks to CBS Sports Network. I think they had an 11 a.m. game against New Mexico. I think they had a noon game again. Anyway, that part of it is not a concern. But UAB playing a good 1-3-1 defense... Now I'm worried. Now I'm getting a little worried.
He said they switch it up all the time.
Yeah,
so.
But they're not going to switch it up if it's working. But I mean, no coach is that stupid, and I'm sure their coach is pretty smart.
I mean, Brian.
So he's going to go to 1-3-1. We're going to stink against it. He's going to stay in it.
Brian Dutcher, I'm just realizing the rabbit hole that you're going
down. I know. I'm all worried now.
Brian Dutcher
now
just needs to do one thing.
We're going home in the first round.
Throw it to Jaden Ledee and just let him shoot every single time.
Yeah, well, Brian Dutcher's going to not do that either.
By the way, Brandon on the chat says, a blazer is a jacket for a suit my supervisors at work wear, which is hilarious.
It's also a Chevrolet car or truck.
Oh,
or
you're
whatever.
Right. It is. It's an SUV.
Get with it, will you?
Why? But why? Dragon? Oh, never mind.
I can't believe you did that.
Chris gave me the look.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. The Gwen and Chris show out in San Diego, those guys don't have a clue.
Like this, can you believe I did an interview with the San Diego guys and they thought our team name was the Dragons?
Well, if they asked you to do an interview in Alabama tomorrow,
because
you're a San Diego expert,
sure,
or something, and they said, "What do you think? Are the Toreros going to play man to man?"
That's not what I did, though. I said, "UAB are the Dragons, right?" And then
everybody's got a bracket. We're not giving anything away. Bragging rights, people. Bragging rights. That's what it's all about. Gwen and Chris Crisello together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in, well, he's far away. He's far away.
He is.
Seoul, South Korea.
He's probably still sleeping as we speak.
Where it is 6:39 in the morning.
That's true.
On the day of the first Padre game of the season. Right? Because it's 6:39 in the morning there. They will play tonight.
Good point.
Korean time.
Good point.
So, yeah, it is game day. It is the start of a new Major League Baseball season. But you know what? I'm excited about that, but not nearly as excited as I am about March Madness. And we didn't mention this before because, and I know we have a guest there, and I don't want to keep him waiting, but we should be pretty excited and feel pretty lucky in San Diego. The Aztecs have now made this kind of a yearly event getting into the March Madness. Now, that has been the case for the last 11 or so years, but it wasn't always that way, Scrabe.
Oh, I know.
Aztec basketball used to be bottom of the barrel. There was no chance of going to March Madness. Now we kind of expect it, and we should never take it for granted. This year, the Aztecs' first-round opponent will be UAB, Alabama-Birmingham, the Blazers. To talk about them, from AL.com, Evan Dudley. Evan, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. UAB, first of all, they make a nice run. They win the conference tournament, a tournament that I believe was won last year by FAU, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a nice little, you know, feather in your cap. I mean, if they can only do what FAU did last year, that would be something. But was this team going to be an NCAA tournament team prior to the tournament?
Probably not. They took a few bad losses, a couple bad losses in out of conference and a couple in during conference play. But, I mean, they got a home wins against FAU and Memphis and a home win against SMU. They swept North Texas. So they had they came in with, I believe, a 12-6 conference record into the tournament. They were a 4 seed, had the double bye. So they were kind of good to go, but they still had to win the tournament to get into the tournament. But I think they probably would have got an NIT nod had they not won the conference tournament.
Yeah. One thing I don't think everybody remembers, or certainly not around here, don't remember, last year they were in the NIT final. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so they had some pretty good postseason success last year in the NIT. Were they expecting a good season? I mean, was this, you know, going to be kind of a good year for them coming in, or did it surprise anybody that they had the year they had?
I'm not so sure it was surprising, as it was sort of a mystery going in. Lost a lot of pieces from last year. Obviously, you lose Jelly Walker, who was one of the top scorers in the nation last year. Trey Jemison, who's currently with the Memphis Grizzlies, got a two-way contract with those guys, so he's doing well. So there's a couple big pieces on that team. But they brought in a whole bunch of, you know, transfer guys, some guys from the JUCO ranks, notably Yaxel Lindelberg, who is a walking double-double. He's got 19 this season. So, I mean, it was kind of a mystery coming in, but the pieces were there, the talent was there. It was just about trying to get them fit into the right place. And there were a lot of bumps along the journey, but probably like about the last week of the season, they started really putting it together, and you kind of saw it the last couple games of the season into the conference tournament, and how they were playing, how they could respond to adversity whenever they met it, if they had a scoring drought or allowed someone to get a run on them. So I mean, it's you know, it was something that's been building, and they are peaking at the right time.
That's exactly, I mean, that's what other teams do when they win championships. They peak at the right time. We're talking to Evan Dudley here of AL.com. And just curious, because I'm not going to go into this game thinking the Aztecs are going to win easily, but what kind of information, what are the UAB people saying about this matchup against San Diego State from your side?
Well, UAB will, I mean, they'll take a lot of the underdog role, looking for an upset. They've had some major ones in their past. This is the 17th appearance for, UAB. So they're not new to the NCAA tournament. They are one of the mid majors who's been there quite a few times. They've met the San Diego State, before once, a long time ago when, the current head coach was a player at UAB. I believe he put up 29 points in that game as a win for UAB. But you know, it's just become a bigger thing with Andy Kennedy. He's been able to return it to the Bartow standard, as he puts it. Gene Bartow, who took over for John Wooden at UCLA, and then went to UAB to start the program itself.
Yeah, he did well down there. I recall, I mean, this is going back, but UAB, I think, took out Virginia one year, way back when. Evan, I mean, that might even be before your time, but
I believe so. And I know they knocked off a number one seed Kentucky back in 2002.
Yes, they did. Yeah, Alabama, Birmingham, the Blazers. Tell me, you talked about the double double machine, Lindelberg. They look like, I mean, from what we're seeing and reading, that they're an offensive type team. They don't get in your face as much as they'd like to defensively, but they can score a bunch. And they hit the glass. I mean, that's what I've been hearing all week. Rebound, a lot of time their best offense is a missed shot.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not the most efficient shooters, but they can get on good runs, and their offensive rebounding really helps that. They're one of the top offensive rebounding teams in the nation, and that's kind of what they make their mark on, and getting to the foul line, making their foul shots. They, like you said, they don't play defense as well as they would like to, which is something Andy Kennedy likes to hang his hat on. But, you know, that's just something he's having to grow with these guys, a lot of JUCO guys. So they're having to learn to defend guys on the Division I level. But their offensive prowess is still very noticeable. You had Alejandro Vasquez go off for a career-high 29 in the conference tournament final against Temple. So they got guys who can break out, who can score. But like I said, you know, offensive rebounding, getting to the foul line, these are their strengths and what they're going to, try to do with San Diego State.
Talking to Evan Dudley here of AL.com, getting a little preview of the Alabama-Birmingham. I think, are they the Dragons?
The Blazers.
The Blazers. Why would I ever do that?
Do your research.
Chris just gave me the look into my...
Do your research.
You are dumb.
My goodness.
Basically, what I wanted to ask... That was embarrassing, actually.
Yes, it was.
What I wanted to ask is, what kind... Like, Jaden Ledee, third team All-American, he has been having his way all season long with everyone. Is there... Do you think that there's a guy on UAB that's going to be able to match up with him, or are they going to have to do some double teams? What do you think is going to happen with that matchup?
What Andy Kendi likes to do defensively, even though they might not have been able to do as well earlier part of the season, is they change a lot. They change defenses a lot and constantly. They go into a 1-3-1 a lot, and they do probably their best work in their 1-3-1. But they'll switch up from man to man, go into a zone, anything to kind of throw you off and get you off your game. So that's kind of going to be their thing. Now they might try to double up at times, do a few traps here and there, but they'll just try to change defenses on you to keep you second guessing more often than not.
All right, I'm suitably nervous now. I am. I mean, he said the one thing that has been the Aztecs' poisons this year has been the 1-3-1. The Aztecs don't do great against the 1-3-1. As a matter of fact, if I'm UAB, I might play the 1-3-1 from the opening tip until the Aztecs prove to me that I shouldn't play it anymore. We're joined by Evan Dudley, AL.com. And they hit the glass, as he said. The Aztecs lost the Mountain West Conference Championship game for one reason and one reason only, because they couldn't defensive rebound in the last 5 minutes of the game. And UAB scored over 90 points in 7 victories this year. So it's a high-flying team, Evan. I don't think they're going to be too worried about San Diego State, especially since they played FAU, which was another team in the Final Four last year.
Exactly. It's really strange how it kind of worked out. If they are able to advance past San Diego State, there is an in-state foe, Auburn, waiting for them if Auburn gets past Yale.
Yeah.
Not to mention Alabama in the same area, not in the same region, but in the same city for the games. It's going to be a crazy weekend for all kinds of fans from Alabama.
Yeah. Well, we beat Alabama, as you know, last year, so we're about
to... Oh, yes. I very much know, but that is my alma mater, so I very much know that.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for coming on, even though it's a San Diego State thing.
It was a very respectable effort from your guys. They were quite big and did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
I got a question about Alabama. Nate Oates just got extended. What is the thought on Nate Oates as the head coach of the Alabama team down there?
I could speak as a fan and say that we want to keep him and we don't want him to go anywhere, because only a few years ago I was in Coleman Coliseum when we were the top seed in the NIT and lost to Norfolk State at home. So even though this is somewhat of a down year for us, we're still a 4 seed. We still have a bracket in, so I'm not too worried. I'm very happy. This is probably the best success we've had year after year consecutively in this short amount of span. So, and I like his system, shoot three, go inside, throw away all the mid-range stuff. Just go for what works.
Yeah, Alabama, they're one of the few teams that scores more than Alabama-Birmingham, so they score a ton. All right, well, good luck to UAB. Evan, thanks for some good insight into the Aztecs' opponent. We'll see everybody in Spokane on Friday, and best of luck, and thanks for giving us a little look at the Dragons.
No, come on, Chris.
Did you really call them the Dragons?
You know, I knew it was the Blazers, and I made a mistake.
You can call them the Southside Dragons.
Ooh,
that's a nickname we have around there.
See, I was half right, Chris.
You were half right. Hey, thanks, Evan. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the tournament.
Glad to be on, guys.
You
appreciate
it. Thank you, sir. Evan Dudley, AL.com. A little preview of UAB. Yeah, I'm not kidding when he's got my attention, because the Aztecs against the 1-3-1 are not great. They're just not. I'm sure they're going to practice it like crazy, but that is not something they're great at. And if UAB plays 1-3-1 and mixes up defense, they may not have to be good on defense. That 1-3-1 may cause the Aztecs some problems.
His accent.
Yeah, he had a good Alabama twang.
If I had an accent, it might be from like Alabama or something.
You know the first thing he said when he hung up the phone was, don't you?
What?
The guy doesn't even know who we are. He called us the Dragons.
Okay. He got a good chuckle out of that.
Talk about showing your opponent no respect. That is the easiest way to show no respect, by not even knowing their nickname.
That was not a disrespectful thing. Their logo is a dragon. So how can I think that's actually the blazer? What is a blazer anyway, other than someone who... Yes, Chris just gave me the eyes.
Thanks. Thanks.
And then he brought it up again.
Can't take you anywhere.
I asked the Nate Oates thing to see if we could get a hot take, but I knew he
was
probably...
Well, he's an Alabama fan.
I know. As soon as he said that, I was like, oh, he loves him.
Yeah, he loves Alabama. So he's an Alabama guy. I'm sure he's not going to agree with me or you that Nate Oates is lacking sometimes when it comes to doing the right thing. As long as it benefits his program, that to Nate Oates is the right thing.
Yes,
at Alabama.
Yes.
All right, Aztecs UAB game is Friday morning, 10:45. You know, the Aztecs played some early games this year, thanks to CBS Sports Network. I think they had an 11 a.m. game against New Mexico. I think they had a noon game again. Anyway, that part of it is not a concern. But UAB playing a good 1-3-1 defense... Now I'm worried. Now I'm getting a little worried.
He said they switch it up all the time.
Yeah,
so.
But they're not going to switch it up if it's working.
But
I mean, no coach is that stupid, and I'm sure their coach is pretty smart.
I mean, Brian
Gutter.
So
he's going to go to 1-3-1. We're going to stink against it. He's going to stay in it.
Brian Dutcher, I'm just realizing the rabbit hole that you're going
down. I know. I'm all worried now.
Brian Dutcher
now
just needs to do one thing.
We're going home in the first round.
Throw it to Jaden Ledee and just let him shoot every single time.
Yeah, well, Brian Dutcher's going to not do that either.
By the way, Brandon on the chat says, a blazer is a jacket for a suit my supervisors at work wear, which is hilarious.
It's also a Chevrolet car or truck.
Oh,
or
you're
whatever.
Right. It is. It's an SUV.
Get with it, will you?
Why? But why? Dragon? Oh, never mind.
I can't believe you did that.
Chris gave me the look.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. The Gwen and Chris show out in San Diego, those guys don't have a clue.
Like this,
those
can you
guys
believe I did an interview
clue.
With the San Diego guys and they thought our team name was the Dragons?
Well, if we were doing, if all right, if they asked you to do an interview in Alabama tomorrow,
because
you're a San Diego expert,
sure.
Or something, and they said, what do you think, are the Toreros going to play man-to-man?
That's not what I did, though. I said, UAB are the Dragons, right? And then I was told I was wrong. So I didn't necessarily say that they were the Dragons. But I get what you're saying, Chris. The answer is no. I wouldn't be offended if they were talking to me and they're like, is their name the Toreros? I'd be like, no, their name's the Aztecs.
Well, you don't have to be offended. The offense is going to come from all of the people around that program that he's going to tell this to.
And McKee23 says their previous mascots were a Viking and a rooster, apparently.
That's way too much knowledge on UAB basketball.
I need to know that. Thank you.
All right. UAB Aztecs Friday morning. Tournament starts tonight with, actually starts in about a half an hour. Howard and Wagner. Yeah, it could be the name of a person, Howard Wagner.
As someone asked in the chat, do you know where those two schools are?
Boy, that is a really good one. I'm usually good on this stuff.
I know the answer, but I know.
Yeah, don't know. I mean, I kind of know, but I don't. Where's Howard?
Howard's in Washington, D.C., and Wagner, I believe, is in Staten Island.
Okay. I believe you.
How many colleges, by the way, are in New York City? There's so many colleges.
What is the largest city in the country? Most populous city in the country?
Carlsbad, California. No, I know New York, but like it doesn't...
I mean, of course they're going to have a lot of colleges. They're the biggest city in the country.
Okay, dumb statement for
again,
me.
Again.
Yes. But...
Again.
Think about how many...
You're hitting us with nothing but dumb statements today.
Think about... Well,
you're on a roll.
You're being a psychic vampire today.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm sucking the life out of you?
Yes, you're being a psychic vampire.
I apologize for doing that. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, Brandon makes good sense. I mean, what's a Crimson Tide anyway?
Don't know.
Sounds like a bloody wave.
And why do they use an elephant as their mascot? What does that have to do with anything? All right, enough on Alabama.
You sure? I feel like we're going to come back to this a few times.
Elijah Saunders will be on the show in the next half hour, or in the next hour or so. Hopefully, Scraby will refer to his team as the Aztecs.
I will not be asking he comes him on. Anything like that, I promise.
Daily Gambit is next on Gwen and Chris. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.